tonight, justice for Tyree, a young man who loves skateboarding. A life tragically cut short at the hands of police.
My son loved me to death, and I loved him to death.
His grieving family determined to help change a culture.
My son was afraid for his life. That's why he ran.
You had to believe with that type of aggression that I'm gonna get killed.
Mm-hmm. The way they snatched him out of the car to initiate the whole situation.
Our exclusive interview, plus the video. The beating released tonight, what it showed.
Watch out. I have seen the video myself, and I will tell you, I was appalled.
Why it's drawing comparisons to Rodney King.
The difference is Rodney King survived.
Sparking demands for changes in policing.
You do the crime, you do the time.
Protests erupting across the country.
No peace.
This special edition of Nightline. Good evening, thank you for joining us. Tonight, the violent police beating video of a Memphis man, Tyree Nichols, released more than 2 weeks after his death. 67 minutes of video showing what began as a traffic stop and devolved into a familiar and disturbing scene. Nichols' family and law enforcement officials calling for calm as people take to the streets. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos reporting from Memphis.
Byron, protests continue here in Memphis and in other cities across the country like New York City, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia after the release of that body camera footage showing 29-year-old Tyree Nichols being pulled out of his vehicle and then beaten on the ground, unconscious, dying in the hospital 3 days later. So far, police here have said that these protests here in Memphis have not turned violent. Ahead of the release of that body camera footage, we did hear from Tyree Nichols' family. They said if indeed people were going to go out into the street and chant Tyree's name, that they do it peacefully. Byron.
Our thanks to Stephanie. Tonight in an exclusive interview, Tyree Nichols' family reacts to release of the video. We warn you, it's hard to watch and raises more questions than it answers. Protests erupting across the country. More than 2 weeks after Tyree Nichols died.
Tonight would be one of the toughest nights that we've ever experienced in this city.
Justice for Tyree!
The eyes of the nation on Memphis, a city gone edge.
Please, please, protest, but protest safely.
Many in the community taking to the streets after body camera and surveillance video showing Tyree Nichols' encounter with Memphis police was released tonight. A 29-year-old crying out for his mother, whose home was just about 100 yards away.
Watch out.
He died 3 days after the beating that began as a traffic stop. A grieving family of a young man gone too soon, authorities say at the hands of police.
My son was afraid for his life. That's why he ran.
His stepfather and his mother, Rodney and Rovan Wells, speaking exclusively to my colleague, Elwin Lopez.
After the first confrontation, he was running towards his
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm. Almost made it.
Almost made it. I had this very bad stomach pain, and I didn't know what it was at the time.
That night. Mm-hmm.
That night. I was in the room and my husband, I told him, my stomach is really hurting right now. It's really hurting. I didn't realize that I was feeling my son's pain.
He was calling out for you.
Yes, he was. And I wasn't there for him.
Tyree's death becoming the latest symbol in the country's ongoing racial reckoning and calls for police reform.
So Tyree Nichols, unfortunately, is another person in a long line of these kinds of cases that unfortunately have not stopped. There have been a lot of comparisons to the Rodney King moment. The difference is Rodney King survived.
Five of the Memphis police officers involved fired, now charged with multiple felonies, including second degree murder.
Everyone that was involved in my son's death goes to jail. Simple as that. The EMTs, the supervisors, whoever had a hand in my son's death that didn't do anything to help him or to stop this brutal beating, they deserve to go to jail as well.
For days, officials also seem to be preparing the public for just how brutal the videos would be.
This incident was heinous, reckless, and inhumane.
I have seen the video myself, and I will tell you, I was appalled.
He was a human pinata for those police officers. It was an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating of this young boy for 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
On the night of January 7th, around 8:30 p.m., Tyree was just minutes from home when officers pulled him over for alleged reckless driving.
Damn, I didn't do anything. You don't do that, okay?
Get on the ground! Tyree pinned to the ground, an officer telling him to put his hands behind his back. Officers can be heard cursing and yelling. The encounter escalates. Officers try to tase him and use pepper spray. Tyree soon gets to his feet, runs. The officer is pursuing him.
You know, normally, if it's a traffic stop, the police say, roll your window down, let me see your ID and your driver's license and your insurance and your registration. You hand it out the window, they write you a ticket and let you go. That never happened.
That's not how you're handled in a traffic stop. So his reaction to how he was ripped out of this car makes sense because that's not normal.
Once they catch up with Tyree, this video from a pole surveillance camera showing the extent of the beating. At this point, several additional officers are also visible on the scene. Tyree pleading to the officers and calling for his mother multiple times.
Mom!
He called out my name 3 times and I didn't hear him. Now, how do you think I feel as his mother?
Over the course of the altercation, he will be tased, pepper sprayed, and kicked, punched, and hit with a baton. It appears that roughly 20 minutes lapsed between the ending of the beating and the officer's first attempt to render aid to Tyree. EMTs are not visible in the video until more than 22 minutes after the end of the beating. Tyree seen limp, leaning against a car. The Memphis Fire Department confirming 2 responding personnel have been relieved of duty.
This was a gang assault. The only difference is that this gang wears a badge. The video is everything they told us it would be. It is violent, grotesque.
His parents rushed to the hospital as soon as they heard their son was there. They publicly shared this photo of Tyree, unrecognizable.
He had knots all over his head. He had bruises all over his face. His neck was busted. They broke his neck. They literally brutalized my child. For what? Even if he did run, what constituted them to kill my child? What made them do that? You sitting up here beating up a man that looks just like you.
3 days later, he died on January 10th.
My son was a peaceful man. He didn't like confrontation or anything of that nature.
Tyree, a father of a 4-year-old boy, worked at FedEx and was a passionate skateboarder, shown here in video tweeted by the family attorney, Ben Crump.
He started skating when he was around 6. And that was his passion. Always tearing up shoes, and I'm at the store every other week.
He adored his mother so much he had her name tattooed on his arm. Rovan has never watched the video released tonight.
It seems like that's how they are towards our black boys and brown boys, you know. I don't understand why they have to feel like they have to be so aggressive towards them.
Since Tyree's death, the family has been relentless in their pursuit of justice, seeking an independent autopsy which found that he suffered extensive bleeding caused by a severe beating. The week following Tyree's death, the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI opened a civil rights investigation. On January 20th, the 5 former Memphis police officers were fired. Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Each has been charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, two charges of aggravated kidnapping, two charges of official misconduct, and one charge of official oppression.
Aggravated kidnapping. We didn't see those charges in George Floyd or other cases, because what the prosecution is signaling here is that this was an abduction. They kidnapped him.
All the men involved have been released on bond. Attorneys for two of the former police officers, Mills and Martin, saying their clients intend to plead not guilty.
No one out there that night intended for Tyree Nichols to die.
I suspect that you're going to see that some officers crossed the line, but it wasn't Desmond Mills Jr. who crossed the line.
ABC News has reached out to the attorneys for the other men, but has not heard back. Those arrested, all black, but Tyree's family says the race of the former officers doesn't matter. It's about the culture of policing.
It was the police culture in America that killed Tyree Nichols.
Black people who are police officers can be susceptible to the same kind of biases and bigotries as their non-black counterparts.
The five men were part of a specialized unit known as the Scorpion Unit. The attorneys for Tyree's family alleging excessive force was a pattern with the unit and calling for it to be disbanded. Chief Davis questioned if Tyree should have been stopped at all on ABC News earlier today.
We haven't been able to substantiate in any type of video that there was a reckless driving type of action that prompted this stop.
The chief adding that more should have been done to stop this tragedy.
I believe there was a sense of groupthink in the mentality of what was happening. And it's just very unfortunate that nobody stepped forward to say enough.
Since the release of the video, the Sheriff's Department releasing a statement saying they've relieved two deputies pending the outcome of this administrative investigation. Attorney Ben Crump says that the swift action by both police and authorities to fire and arrest the former officers should be applauded.
We want to proclaim that this is the blueprint going forward for any time any officers, whether they be black or white, will be held accountable.
This is where it gets complicated. Why the speed for black officers, but not the speed for other officers or for white officers?
Tyree's family praying for peace in what is expected to be a tense weekend.
He has to have justice for this because he didn't deserve any of this. Not Tyree. Well, no child deserves any of this, okay? Let me get that clear. No child.
And coming up, the calls for police reform.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The death of Tyree Nichols renewing calls for police reform, especially training. Joining me now for a discussion, Brenda Goss Andrews, president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, Flonius Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, and NAACP President Derek Johnson. Mr. Johnson, I'd like to start with you, sir. When we hear about police incidents, one of the first things we ask is, did race have anything to do with it? In this case, the officers involved are black. What do we make of that?
Well, we have to change the culture of policing. We have long known that it's been a problem with police behavior in the Black community, and that's regardless of one's race. And until police officers are held accountable, there's a national standard. We implement a database of police misconduct. We're going to continue to have bad actors across the racial spectrum who commit these type of heinous acts against African-Americans and other poor communities.
Felonious, when I saw this videotape today, one of my first thoughts was about you and your family, the case of your brother George Floyd. It's seen for many as a game changer in that officers involved in his death were charged and convicted. In Tyree's case, we saw the officers get fired and charged all within a few weeks. Do you think this is the beginning of a change in how authorities react to these incidents?
I'm hoping that it's a change to how they react. I just don't want it to be a Black thing versus a white thing, because those are Black cops and you did it to them. So I wanted the same thing done to Mr. Chauvin them. I wanted them to be just right then and there. They needed to have them guys being prosecuted instead of starting an investigation and putting the military outside of their house. You did it to these cops. After looking at that video, I'm expecting harsh time. I think right now is a great start, and they just need to stick to the book. Sure. You do the crime, you do the time.
The death of George Floyd brought on conversations about reform, but a recent report from a policing nonprofit, PERF, says training for new recruits presents an immediate crisis. The Memphis Police Department had actually put in place de-escalation training in the last couple of years. What does this tell us about the state of police training in America?
We have a hyper-masculine police force. It's male-dominated, and we know that. But we build it on aggression, and you saw that in the tape tonight, how the officers got out. And it wasn't about a force continuum. They went to 100 right away. They were very aggressive. So it's a matter of changing that culture, having a whole paradigm shift in how we incorporate that into the training. In this particular case, no supervisors were at the scene. So all that has to be built into the training, not only for new recruits, but for our mid-managers, our sergeants and our lieutenants. So we've done a lot of work, and we still have a whole lot of work to do.
It's a cup half full or half empty, right? This is being compared to the Rodney King case. All of us are old enough to remember that time, remember those images. Has anything changed in the last three decades? What's going to take to prevent things like this from happening again?
We need federal reform, a standard of accountability, a standard of accreditation, so police are trained and is a uniform training. We don't see these type incidents at this level in England or in Japan or in China. And if the cup analogy that you just used is a half full or half empty, there are holes in the cups because there are too many standards across agencies. That's not a uniform container to ensure a federal standard across the board.
Brenda Goss Andrews, Felonious Floyd, and Derek Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to have us.
And we'll be right back with the final thought.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking in that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
And finally tonight, it has been another difficult week in America. It started with mass murder in California. It ends with videotape of a young man brutalized by police in Memphis. It reminded me of another difficult time in America. 1961, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, human progress is neither automatic or inevitable. Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. We are a work in progress. That's Nightline for this evening. Thanks for the company, America. We wish you a good and safe weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.